Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-1 overall and visit Penn State at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We're coming off a game versus Washington State where we came up a little bit short, down 37-34. We had opportunities in the second half, I thought, to come out on top, but we need to make one more play, and we didn't do that. And now we transition into league play, and we're excited about starting Big Ten football this year and the opportunity to go to Happy Valley and play against a really talented PSU team. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Dan Duggan with NJ.com.
Hey, Kyle. You had said that Carew's suspension was going to be pending the investigation. Now that charges have been filed, does anything change with his status?
No status change as of right now.
So is there more to the investigation, or?
I'm not at liberty to comment on the investigation, but there's no status change for Leonte right now.
Thanks.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Coach, what do you think of having a conference game so early in the season?
I like it. I really do. I like having a conference game this early. There's no doubt it focuses you, and the team is excited about it. You know, this one happens to be on the road. It's a great environment for college football out there in Happy Valley. So we're excited about doing that and getting the conference schedule going. So, yeah, I like it. We're excited about it.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with Scout.com.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I'm wondering, with Chris Laviano, do you feel like what he did at Nebraska last year is adequate preparation for what he's going to face in Happy Valley when you talk about, you know, 100,000 fans booing him?
It's part of the preparation. The more preparation in life you get, the better off you are, that's for sure. You know, so I think he would prefer to have more than what he just had then. But there's no doubt what you're referencing is correct. The fact that he's been out there in a hostile environment on the road and have to perform, he'll be able to draw on those experiences this week. Absolutely.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit as far as the environment that you expect on Saturday night, but certainly, you know, there are a number of great environments across the Big Ten, but a night game at Penn State is certainly one of the more interesting ones. You know, what do you expect from your players having the opportunity to perform in an environment like that?
It's a challenge, and it's something you have to prepare for, and we started that this morning when we went out there and practiced, and you know, you try to simulate the crowd noise and those type of things all week long to make sure you can operate. But I think for the players who have played at this level before, it's not something unique, you know, and again, it's a great environment for college football out there, and I'm sure it's going to be a fired up crowd when we get there. But it's something that if you're going to play football at this level, you have to be ready to handle that, and I think we've got a good system for preparing for it, and we'll continue that preparation through the week.
Our next questions come from the line of Ryan Dunleavy with Gannett, New Jersey.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Ryan.
Yesterday you called Penn State in your opening remarks of your teleconference. I know a lot was made last year by media of your lack of calling them Penn State, Pennsylvania, and whatnot. Anything to that or slip of the tongue?
No, I think I usually say PSU, but again, I'm not opposed to saying it. I think the media probably has more fun with it than I intended, but that's okay.
Thanks, Kyle.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like that's all we've got today. So thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Up next on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Kyle Flood. The Scarlet Knights are 1-1 overall and visit Penn State at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. We're coming off a game versus Washington State where we came up a little bit short, down 37-34. We had opportunities in the second half, I thought, to come out on top, but we need to make one more play, and we didn't do that. And now we transition into league play, and we're excited about starting Big Ten football this year and the opportunity to go to Happy Valley and play against a really talented PSU team. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take those questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Dan Duggan with NJ.com.
Hey, Kyle. You had said that Carew's suspension was going to be pending the investigation. Now that charges have been filed, does anything change with his status?
No status change as of right now.
So is there more to the investigation, or?
I'm not at liberty to comment on the investigation, but there's no status change for Leonte right now.
Thanks.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Coach, what do you think of having a conference game so early in the season?
I like it. I really do. I like having a conference game this early. There's no doubt it focuses you, and the team is excited about it. You know, this one happens to be on the road. It's a great environment for college football out there in Happy Valley. So we're excited about doing that and getting the conference schedule going. So, yeah, I like it. We're excited about it.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Sam Hellman with Scout.com.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I'm wondering, with Chris Laviano, do you feel like what he did at Nebraska last year is adequate preparation for what he's going to face in Happy Valley when you talk about, you know, 100,000 fans booing him?
It's part of the preparation. The more preparation in life you get, the better off you are, that's for sure. You know, so I think he would prefer to have more than what he just had then. But there's no doubt what you're referencing is correct. The fact that he's been out there in a hostile environment on the road and have to perform, he'll be able to draw on those experiences this week. Absolutely.
Thank you.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you touched on it a little bit as far as the environment that you expect on Saturday night, but certainly, you know, there are a number of great environments across the Big Ten, but a night game at Penn State is certainly one of the more interesting ones. You know, what do you expect from your players having the opportunity to perform in an environment like that?
It's a challenge, and it's something you have to prepare for, and we started that this morning when we went out there and practiced, and you know, you try to simulate the crowd noise and those type of things all week long to make sure you can operate. But I think for the players who have played at this level before, it's not something unique, you know, and again, it's a great environment for college football out there, and I'm sure it's going to be a fired up crowd when we get there, but it's something that if you're going to play football at this level, you have to be ready to handle that, and I think we've got a good system for preparing for it, and we'll continue that preparation through the week.
Our next questions come from the line of Ryan Dunleavy with Gannett, New Jersey.
Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Ryan.
Yesterday you called Penn State in your opening remarks of your teleconference. I know a lot was made last year by media of your lack of calling them Penn State, Pennsylvania, and whatnot. Anything to that or flip of the tongue?
No, I think I usually say PSU, but again, I'm not opposed to saying it. I think the media probably has more fun with it than I intended, but that's okay.
Thanks, Kyle.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, looks like that's all we've got today. So thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate that. Thank you.